This is NPR Illinois. I'm Michelle Ackles. Many Illinois shoppers will still be paying a 1% grocery tax in 2026. Capital News Illinois reports the Illinois Municipal League data shows about half of Illinois municipalities passed ordinances to keep the grocery tax in place. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill last year eliminating the statewide tax. Revenue from that tax did not go to the state, but was distributed to local governments. Illinois lawmakers allowed municipalities to pass their own ordinances to keep the revenue from disappearing. Communities with several large grocery stores could lose millions of dollars in revenue without the tax. The former president of AT&T Illinois, who was accused of bribing ex-Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan, could see the charges against him disappear in a year under a new agreement with the federal prosecutors. Paul Laschiazza will no longer face a trial, so as long as he pays a $200,000 fine and stays out of legal trouble for the next year. Laschiazza's agreement with the feds includes an admission that he intended to bribe Madigan when he directed AT&T to pay the speaker's political ally for a no-work contract in 2017. In exchange, prosecutors say legislation that the telecom giant had long pushed for finally passed in Springfield. Laschiazza's trial last year ended in a hung jury, while a separate jury weighing Madigan's case also deadlocked on a related charge in February. Illinois College is offering direct admissions for Morgan County students who qualify through a program called Hilltop Direct. Morgan County Schools partnered with the Illinois College to find eligible students, have them fill out an onboarding form, and directly send the students' information to the college. The onboarding form also acts as a scholarship application. Evan Wilson, the Associate Vice President of Enrollment Management at the college, says usually the application process can take weeks, but Hilltop Direct simplifies it.
It's going to automatically get that transcript over to us and get that decision turned around to them, you know, within a matter of days.
Wilson says Illinois College is looking to expand the program into surrounding counties. Students need a 3.3 GPA or higher to qualify. Canada is threatening legal action against Stellantis after the automaker announced this week it would shift production of an SUV from Ontario to Illinois. The move came as a response to President Trump's tariffs, but a high-ranking Canadian official told Bloomberg News his country would consider Stellantis in default of financial support from his country if the change happens, and said the shift was unacceptable. A Stellantis representative confirmed the company had received a letter from Canadian officials. The carmaker is moving one model from Canada to the Belvedere plant in northern Illinois, but says it has plans for the Ontario facility and has added jobs at another one in that province. This is NPR Illinois.